Where you're destined to go, where the water is. Go where the water is. You can't fight the rain when it's pouring out. You can't keep the water from level ground.
Get up, come on. Get up, come on. Oh, get up, come on. Get up, come on. Oh, get up, come on. Get up, come on. No, get up, come on. Get up, come on.
I've been so Hello, everyone. This is Danny. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Black Stripes or White Keys every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Now, normally, Kayla is your host tonight, but she is on vacation, so I am filling in for her. But I am joined today by my friend, Anthony.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Not too bad.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. It was a nice day outside. We're just getting off like a little bit of a... Like it warmed up a bit considerably these past few days. It was muggy. It was kind of gross.
It did. I mean, regardless of what the weather actually is, we do have to complain about it.
That's true. We always got to complain. It's in our blood, right? Us Bostonians. But it's going to cool down soon, and I'm excited for that. I'm excited for the summer to end. I'm excited for fall. We're almost there. August is already almost over, and I can't believe it. It's August 20th. We've got about like 10 or 11 days left before it is September and everyone goes back to school except for us because we're not in school.
Yes. Highly welcome the fall.
All of the tough students back in school. Actually, I am going back to school, but...
Overachiever.
Whatever. What are you going to do? Anyway, so we're going to play a few more songs for you. Check in with some conversation every here and then of whatever it is we feel like talking about. There actually is something that I want to talk about today.
What is that?
Well, I couldn't help but notice that there is some sort of dispute between... Are you caught up on the Marvel Cinematic Universe, by any chance?
Slightly, yes. Are you referring to the recent Spider-Man dilemma?
Yes, I'm talking about this war between Sony and Disney regarding the character of Spider-Man and how it might just disappear from the MCU and continue, but then just not acknowledge anything that's ever happened and then it won't be connected anymore. Kind of a strange ordeal, but I can't help but think that... It was leaked to the press in order to encourage, like, discussion. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if someone at Sony, like, leaked this to try to get leverage on Disney, you know?
Very, very possible.
Now, with the headlines coming out, Disney's going to feel a bit more pressure to give in to what Sony wants. Now, I'm only going off what I read, so I have no idea. But let's hope that that's the case. Oh, it appears the phone is ringing. Give me just one second. Hello, caller, you're on the air? Oh, yeah, I don't think I got them in time. Oh, that's quite all right. I'm sure they'll call back. Or they're calling back right now. Hello, caller, you're on the air? Oh, I can't seem to get it to work. It's okay. We're going to have a great show. We're going to play some more music for you guys. This next track is by a band I particularly like. They just came out with a new EP this year, but this is off the one they put out last year. It's a band called Teenage Wrist. Hope you guys like it, and we'll be back shortly.
Outside, summertime's in blue. So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Ooh. Hello there. Sorry if that static just went on the air. I think it was just because I got a little too excited there because not because of pet adoption, which is a wonderful thing, don't get me wrong, but like I was like, oh, where did egg rolls come from?
Really?
Well, like, they, you know, during that PSA, they were talking from the pet's perspective, and the pet mentioned something about, like, oh, egg rolls are coming. And I'm like, why egg rolls? That's an interesting choice. Do you like egg rolls?
I do like egg rolls.
I think they're okay. Kayla loves egg rolls. I think they're, like, kind of weird.
What do you have against egg rolls? They are one of the most delicious eclectic snacks you can have.
No, I'm not saying they're bad. All I'm saying is that they're kind of weird because when you bite into it, you get this crunchy fried exterior, but the interior is this loose shredded whatever, and it just throws me off my game a little bit. But
do you have anything against pie as well? Because that is quite a similar texture to what
pie?
You just described. Yes.
I don't think so. I'd more equate
crunchy outside.
It's different. The pies are not shredded on the inside. You know what I'm talking about. Like, you bite into an egg roll, and you're getting, like, what is that, like, onion or whatever? It's like that kind of stringiness.
I mean, I'm sure if it's an onion egg roll.
I mean, I think there are onions in egg rolls. I don't know. Anyway, so 10:36. It is Tuesday night. Doesn't really feel like a Tuesday, but maybe that's just me.
It definitely doesn't for me because I called out of work on Monday. So,
oh, you had a nice long weekend?
This is my Monday, yes.
And then I got up kind of early. I worked the morning shift, a bit unusual for me. But I used to stay up late all the time. I used to stay up all night. It was the best. I'm like a huge night owl. Never went to bed earlier than like 12:30, 1 o'clock. But something happened in me like maybe a few months ago. A switch just turned on where I started falling asleep at like 11 every night. And now I'm on, like, that early sleep schedule. So I'm actually, like, a little tired already. Not to say that...
Now, I think the scientific term for that is 30-itis. You are quickly approaching, my friend.
Yeah, and then I'll start getting gray hairs, and then it's all over for me.
Start.
Whoa, do I got some grays already? I mean, I got a couple loose ones, but, like, it's not that bad.
Salt and pepper is so hot right now.
Yeah, salt and pepper is hot right now. I agree. We all aspire, us men, we all aspire to be George Clooney one day.
Salt and pepper is he.
But not all of us can do that. Hopefully I can, though. If I can, it'll all be worth it. If I can't,
yeah, I don't know.
Then I'll just be sad.
All the men in my family are bald. I'm just kind of waiting for the inevitable day. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, hair loss is, what are you going to do about that? That's genetics.
Nothing you can do.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's just hair. Anyways, so I'm guessing I'm going to go back to some more music. I really wish I had... So normally I like to read all of you lovely listeners, the PSAs, and I will talk about them a little bit. And of course, I went on egg rolls for a little bit, but I can't find the PSA binder still, and I really wish I could have read that. Kind of throw me off my game a little bit.
Now, would you also read the cat sound effects as well?
Oh, of course I would.
Be like, meow.
I bet I could do like a, you know,
oh,
I could do
totally
it better.
Could.
Was that me or was that a real cat? Is there a cat in the studio right now? Anyways, hope everyone out there has been enjoying the selection of music so far. There's really no rhyme or reason to what I play pretty often unless I make it clear. Like, I don't know if you know this, but earlier this month they made Tool available on Spotify for the first time.
I did see that.
So when that happened, I was very clear on like the next three shows that I did. I was like, Tool's available. I'm playing Tool. If you tune in, Tool will be playing. Like, here's some Tool. And I would just play Tool songs. But like, unless I state otherwise, I really just kind of play whatever I feel like listening to at that very moment. Doesn't matter the genre, although it usually falls under the same umbrella with me, but, you know, I'm open to anything. As I like to say, I don't like to limit myself. I like this show to be whatever it wants to be, whatever we're feeling in that particular moment on that particular night. Anyways, so I'm going to go back to some music, play a couple more songs, then we'll check back in. I have no idea if the people after us are going to show up tonight or not.
From what I hear, they might not.
Yeah, I'd say statistically it's likely that they might not, but you never know. They might surprise us. So we will be here at least for the next 20 minutes, maybe longer. We don't know yet. Keep listening to find out. And we will be back after a couple more songs. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. We're back after playing a decent collection of songs for you guys. It's 10:58. We don't know if the next DJs are going to show up or not.
No way.
But we'll chill here for as long as we feel like if they don't. Just want to remind everyone that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, Black Stripes or White Keys, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. here on 91.5 FM. Hope everyone out there is having a great night. Tell me, are you having a great night?
You know, comparatively,
yeah.
It's been a rough couple days, but tonight is a very nice change of pace for me, really. It was nice to get out, do something different. This is my first time even inside a radio studio, and super interesting. I like it.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it, man. Well, I'm sorry to hear that there was a rough couple of days, but I hope you're enjoying your time here tonight. I think it's a good night. I just had a thought, and I just lost it. That happens to me at least like three times a day.
Oh, three?
At least.
That's it? Oh, my God.
I mean, that I can recall, but like all the time, like while I'm at work, I'm just like, a lot of the times I will go into our back room to go grab something, and as soon as I walk through the door, it's like what was I doing? What, like, what?
Believe me, all too familiar. It happens to the point where it's, like, almost starting to get concerning.
Yeah.
It's just like, what is actually happening? Am I on the spectrum? I don't know.
Yeah, you just, you never know sometimes. I don't know. I just think I'm just tired all the time. That's my problem. Maybe if I actually got some good rest.